Glory to God. Glory to God. Bree, what's up?
Mike, where are you? It's Blessed Sunday.
I know, I just came to the church and nobody's here. Where are you?
We're not at the church today. We're at the house.
Oh, Jesus. Lord. Okay, it's time for me to preach, huh?
Yeah, I'm here now.
I'm coming right now. Lord, help us. It is Flood Sunday and we at the house. Let's go. Y'all, it's Flood Sunday and I thought we was at the church today, and we not at the church, but 25,000 people are about to get baptized, and it's happening at your house, at your pool, at your pond. Let's go. Let's see if we can't get everybody. Hold on, the whole team is here. Everybody,
we're out back.
The band is here. Y'all ready? It's Flood Sunday. I'm excited for what's about to happen. Let's go. Oh, it's Flood Sunday. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, listen. If you can't tell, we are excited because today is unlike any other day. Today is Flood Sunday, y'all. Oh, yes. And if you're joining us for the first time, I want you to know that this is not our usual setup. But the beautiful thing that you need to know is that wherever you are, God is. Yeah, yeah. And at Transformation Church, we've believed from the very beginning that the church was never an organization. It was all about the organism. And so today, I got about 50 of my Transformation Church family and friends and Transformation Nation all over the world. And today, we're not letting anything stop us from this awesome opportunity of baptism. If you are just joining us for the first time, we want to say welcome. My name is Michael and I am crazy for Jesus. And we are excited because our whole mission as a church is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And for the past almost 4 years, we've been doing this thing around baptism that we decided that we weren't going to be a church that would just follow the message of the Bible, but we would follow the method of the Bible. I'm gonna say that one more time. We're not just gonna follow the message of the Bible, we're gonna follow the method of the Bible. And while we're out here today at a pool, and while we're doing what we're doing today, is because God tells us in His Word that people that follow Him should be baptized. And today, I usually would preach a long message, but today I'm gonna give a talk because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to hold it, because today there are people that in front of everybody are gonna make a public declaration that their old life is gone and their new life in Christ. Y'all better help me. And get this. I put out this call of Flood Sunday about 2.5 weeks ago. And in 2.5 weeks, we have had, this is Sunday, May 23rd, over 25,000 people, over 80 countries. Yo, glory to God. And we believe if you're watching now, it's not too late. That there are people, after I share from God's word how important this is, today, your excuse is not going to be valid anymore. And you're going to make a decision. I know you just got your hair done. I know it looked good too. And your nails look good. And you wasn't planning on getting. But today I'm telling you, the most spiritual thing you could do today, along with 25,000 plus people, is make a public declaration that I identify with Christ and I'm going to get baptized. We've been in a series called The Upgrade. What's the series called? And today that's what's about to happen. We're about to take an upgrade together. And we've been talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. And a few weeks ago, we talked about three different baptisms. There's the baptism of salvation. There's the baptism in water. And then there's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we decided as a church, you need All three. You need all three. And today, we're going to take the second step together. Now, I know some of y'all see a little rain and raindrops and all this other stuff. Nothing will stop. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Nothing will stop. What, God, what's a little rain when we gonna get flooded anyway? It's so important that we don't let anything stop us from what God has called us to do. And today I want to encourage you in that and take you on this journey of understanding how holy, how amazing, and how spiritual the act of baptism is. You know what? Before the sermon today, I was looking at the first flood Sunday, and I was as passionate on the first flood Sunday as I am today. And I watched it, and it said, today we have 40 people getting baptized. And as 25,000 plus are getting baptized today, it doesn't matter if it was 40 or 40,000. God rejoices over one. And today, I might backflip into the pool. I don't know what's going to happen today. And I want to let you know that your baptism, your step, your journey, the step you're taking is important only if it was just one person. Because Jesus, our example, his last words, some of the last things that he ever said to his disciples are found in Matthew 28, verse 19. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. We have over 80 plus watching right now. And then it says something I wasn't expecting, Bree. It says, when you get all these nations together, do this one thing. Pray over them? Build churches? Start worship ministries? No. It says, when you get all of the disciples of all nations, I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, you need all three. You need all three. And it says, teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, this is the part excites me. For everybody that knows what we're doing today, it says, and surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. As a believer, as a disciple, as a disciplined one, God says so clearly, all I want you to do is get to everybody you can and make sure that they get baptized. Make sure they understand what the Father God has done, what Jesus has paid for, and what the Holy Spirit will empower them to do. You need all three. And today we're going to step into water baptism. What is water baptism, you're asking? It is an outward sign of an inward decision. At salvation, you say, I am no longer living my life for myself, but now I'm giving control over to you, Jesus. And the crazy thing about that is you can make that decision and nobody know. Yeah. I'm going to tell a story, because there was this young lady that I was dating that nobody knows that I dated. And this was in sixth grade. So they don't even think this, Pastor Natalie. You don't have to text her or DM her or anything like that. In sixth grade, we dated for 6 days. In sixth grade, that was a long time. 6 days? But we dated for 6 days. And what ended up happening is nobody knew we dated because we never went public. It didn't even show up on my relational radar. And some of y'all been doing that for 6 years with people right now. You need to quit it. Stop. That ain't my message today. Go back and watch Relationship Goals. What I'm telling you is that if you do not make it public, did it really even exist? And I'm just tired of so many people calling Jesus Lord and Savior in the midnight hour and will not represent him in front of anybody. He's your side chick Savior. He's not the one that you bring out in front of people, but he's the one you call in when you are in need. And God said, I was never meant to be something that was hidden. I want to be the God that shows up for you big, and you represent me big. That's why our church has been called to represent God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. We're going to be public with this. We are going to rep. You know when somebody's in love and they don't care who knows? Like, y'all can always spot them at the fair. You know them couples that have the big bear, and they walk in and they sipping out of the same cup, and they sharing funnel cakes, and then they kiss at the end. They don't care. When it comes to my relationship with Jesus, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care where I work and what their beliefs are. He has done too much for me. For me to sit here and not represent him. And what baptism does, it's a spiritual representation of what has already happened on the inside of you. Yeah, yeah. One of the things that you got to understand is it's like this wedding ring. Me and my wife have been married almost 11 years, June 19th. Oh, thank you. Hey, we made it. And when I look at this wedding ring doesn't mean that I'm committed to Natalie. This, my commitment had to be made in my heart. But this shows every other heifer. No, I'm just playing. But I'm serious. It shows everybody else that I am committed to someone, whether they're there or not. See, there will be many places I walk into that you don't know what I've committed behind closed doors. But when you see this, you know that he has taken a vow and a commitment. When we get baptized today, and some of you are going to get baptized in bathtubs and in jacuzzis and in ponds and in pools and at rec centers, I don't care where it is, find some water and get baptized. But when you do it, take a picture, take a video, tell everybody, post it everywhere, because it is a sign to the world that you're taken. It's a no, y'all didn't hear me. I've been bought with a price. I have been bought with a price. Somebody say, I've been bought with a price. Somebody say, I've been bought with a price. I'm taken. There's a sacrifice that's been made for me. And when you make that commitment, it means, watch this, that your old life is buried with Christ. Just how he was buried and they thought it was over. He said, I'm going to come up and I'm going to defeat death, hell, and the grave so that everything you did in your past could be buried and stay buried. Now, what happens when everything I did in my past, God says, I choose not to remember that. Now, I don't know about you, but I've done some things and said some things and been some places that I don't want to be reminded of. And God says, see, when you do this, when you get in me, he said, and you go through this baptism process, it's just like you going down and being buried. And when you come up, you are new, you are resurrected. You are a brand new person. Say, all things new. And what you have to understand is that God, throughout scripture, puts together this act so that at any moment, everything can become new. And today, I'm getting emotional. Because there's some of you that today you are waiting for something to happen to you. And today, God's saying, you can make the move. And all things can become new today. You're waiting for somebody else to do something. And God's saying, I've given you the power. If you would repent. See, John the Baptist, Isaiah talked about him. He was the one that would be like a voice in the wilderness, and he would be crying out, prepare the way of the Lord. And his whole job was to tell people three things. Repent. Turn to Jesus. Be baptized. Sometimes I wish that's all my message could be. Matter of fact, I'm preaching right now. I think that's all my message is going to be. Repent. And all repent means is turn. If you've been going this way, God is saying today, turn. But don't just turn. He's telling you where to turn to. Because I could just turn and turn to a lot of things. But he said, turn to Jesus. And when you repent and turn to Jesus, then he said, there's one thing left for you to do. Be baptized. And today, that's all I want to ask you. No pomp and circumstance. I'm out here getting rained on. I don't care about it. I want you to understand that God wants one thing from you today. Be baptized. No. Well, I wasn't planning on it and I didn't know. It's okay. At this moment, that tugging at your heart, the Holy Spirit that's saying, this is the moment. This is why you tuned in. This is why I made you off today. This is why. And some of you are watching it on rebroadcast and you're saying, well, they already did this. No, this is your moment right now. The Holy Spirit is talking to you and he's saying, be baptized. We could stop right there. But I know there's some of you right now that now, when you know it's clear that God said it, that we've taught about it, that it's true in his word, what's coming to your mind right now is excuses. And all I want to ask you is, what's your excuse? The weather's not right? What's your excuse? You've never done it before? What's your excuse? There was a man in the Bible that I found in Acts 8:26 that he had every excuse not to be baptized. And today I just want to read the Bible to you. Because it's the only book that you read it and it reads you. It's alive, it's living, and it's active. And on this Flood Sunday, more than my points and poems, I'm just going to read the story of the Ethiopian eunuch found in Acts 8:26. Look what it says. It says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out. And on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury. It said this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah. He was reading the Bible. And the Spirit told Philip, like he told me, go to the chariot and stay near it. Make Flood Sunday. Have an opportunity for people to do something that is beyond their comfort zone. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. There are many of you that are watching and you're saying, how can I get baptized? How can I do this? Unless someone explains it to me. This big black man sweating in an orange jacket, here I am to explain it to you. This is what happens in the story. He said, so he invited Philip to come and sit with him. And today I'm going to be your Philip. It says, this is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer in silence. So he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Yeah. What I want to tell everybody before we talk about getting baptized in water is that there is good news that Jesus has provided for you. It is the good news of salvation. And I don't care how long you've been walking on your own and everything that you feel like you've accomplished so far. You've not even lived yet until you've let Jesus take over your life. See, Jesus was God's way of putting man back into right relationship with him. In the garden, Adam and Eve messed the whole thing up. They were deceived by the enemy, like many of us have been deceived. You know, Adam and Eve get a bad rap, but if we were in their position, we might have done the same thing. They were in a place where what God had told them, they didn't listen to. And it separated them from God. And God said, I cannot live any longer without my children being in relationship with me. But I'm holy and they have invited sin in. So what do? I need to pay a price that their sin made. And the scripture tells us that God made he, Jesus, who knew no sin, to take on every one of my sins, every one of your sins, so that we could be made right with God. And that's the good news. Well, Pastor Mike, I messed up last night. When you believe in Jesus, according to Romans 10:9, You don't have to jump through hoops and do everything that everybody told you to do. God's telling you, if you give me your heart, I'll help you change your habits. I'll change you from the inside out. I'll take what was wrong and I'll make it right. But you have to believe in me by faith. Everybody say by faith.
By faith.
This won't be something you can explain to everybody. It's something you'll have to experience. And it's the thing that changed me. The guy you're looking at was a bad person. I was addicted to pornography. I was a liar. I was a manipulator. And the truth is, without Jesus, I'm still all that. See, I know people want to act like once they give their life to Jesus, somehow they became something new. But the only reason I'm new is because when God looks at me, he doesn't see me anymore. He sees me clothed in his son. And today I want to give you that opportunity. And as this eunuch begin to hear about Jesus, he did what you're going to have the opportunity to do in just a few minutes. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. This is the one thing that changes everything. God takes all of your wrong. He dips it in the blood of Jesus. And then you get to stand before God righteous, in right standing, by your position, not performance, because you're still going to mess up. You're still going to make mistakes, but you will become quicker at repenting or turning. And this is the season that I believe that God wants you not to take another step without. And when this eunuch heard the good news, he said, oh, I got to do this. Look at verse 36. As they traveled along the road, they came, this is my favorite part. This is where I wanted to get. Yeah. They came to some water. Some water. It wasn't a special water. It wasn't something that was prepared and curated and something that was planned ahead of time. Yeah. They were just traveling. Yeah. And on their journey, after hearing the good news, they came up on some water. I love this. And when they came up to some water and the eunuch said, look, here's some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? Oh, I feel that thing already. I wasn't planning on this today. I wasn't planning on making this decision. I wasn't planning on jumping in with 25,000 other people. But here's some water. And what is standing in the way of me getting baptized today? And he gave orders. I love this. Stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and Philip baptized him. Now, can we talk about this Ethiopian eunuch? Because he had excuses if he wanted to. Let's look at it. The Bible tells us he was important. Part of the description, this was an important man that had clout and money. He was over the treasury of an entire country. See, so many times we read the Bible, but we miss the details. This man could have been like, I've given my life to Christ, and that was enough for today. He understood something that I need you to understand. Write this point down. Everything without the king is nothing. Everything. He was in charge of every resource in a country. But he made the distinction that everything without the king is nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Forbes list without a loving family is nothing. The mansion without meaning is nothing. Success without the significance is nothing. The position without purpose is nothing. The likes without love is nothing. The fortune without faith is nothing. The success without the Savior is nothing. It's nothing. And all the power in the world without his presence is nothing. This man understood that he had a void that only could be filled by doing the things that the good news told him to do. And after salvation, the thing he had to do was be baptized. If God isn't enough, nothing ever will be. How many hoops have we jumped through to impress people that don't even like us? And the God of the universe asks for a few simple things of us. And we make every excuse. And I'm telling you, if doing it God's way is not enough, nothing ever will be. And I love the thing that exposes this Ethiopian eunuch is reading the Word of God. He was in the chair just like, I don't understand this. I'm trying to figure this out. And God sent somebody to explain to him, like he's sending me today to you to explain to you. This is what God wants for you. And he didn't make any one of his crowns an excuse. And I know all of us have a crown. Well, I was baptized when I was young. You ain't even know what you was doing. You had no clue. That wasn't your choice. That was something that somebody else decided for you. Wow. But as an adult, God is saying, hey, could you cast your crown? I just got my hair done last Thursday. If this would have been last Wednesday, I would have done it. And God's saying, who gave you the ability? Yeah, well, I have plans today. God stopped everything in the cosmos to send his son to be able to die for you. And your lunch date is more important than doing one of the few things God asked you to do. I just got to say it that real, because somebody is looking at an excuse as valid. When God is saying, I want to transform your life today. He didn't make anything an excuse. His background was an excuse. His status was an excuse. His location. They were in the desert, the Bible says. And God just provided some water in the middle of the desert. His lack of understanding. Some people right now is like, I don't know enough. I don't know enough to do all of this. I need to know more. That man was reading a scripture, and in 10 minutes, they passed some water. He accepted Jesus. He was like, dunk me. See, because he knew that this was a moment of miraculous movement. Not calculated movement. And some of you are so calculated that you've missed the miraculous. I'm talking to you. We walk by faith and not by sight. It may not make complete sense, but this is where miracles happen. His prior plans, they were on their way somewhere. He stopped it. And he said, no, there's water. Let's get baptized. He laid down his responsibilities, and this is a big one for some of y'all. He didn't even care about his wardrobe. Now, if he's the Ethiopian eunuch over the treasury of the entire country, he was probably G'd up. He was suited and booted. He was fly. The drip was right. He had the sauce, whatever you want to say. And he did not care about his wardrobe. He said, there's some water. What is stopping me from getting baptized? Yeah. He didn't even allow the excuse of lack of preparation. I know my planners, my ones on the Enneagram. Well, next Saturday would be a much better day for me to be able to get baptized. And I would. No. Today. Yeah. Somebody shout at me today. Shout it one more time. Today. What's your excuse? It says, as they traveled along, verse 36, the road. They came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here's some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? Wow. And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. In just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to be baptized. Yeah. And all you need is somebody else who believes in Jesus. Disciples baptized. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a bishop. You don't need a prophet or a prophetess. You don't need somebody who studied at 36 years in seminary. You don't need that. All you need is a fellow believer, a disciple. Disciples baptized. And I'm going to baptize people here, and you're going to go find some water. Some of y'all need to start filling up. Johnny, go fill the tub. You need to go do it right now. Because today we have no excuse. What if 30, 40,000 people today? No, y'all don't. I'm just talking in crazy faith. I'm just talking in crazy faith right now. What happened? I'm about to say something real bold. What happens If today could be the largest day of baptisms in the history of the world. They missed it. What if you text your friends right now? What if you got on FaceTime and called them and said, girl, we getting baptized today. I don't even care. We getting baptized today. You used to convince them to go to the club with you. Now can you convince them to make a step towards the thing that Christ asked you to do? What if you could call the buddies that you used to do things with in high school and tell them, today I led you to wrong things before, but today I want to lead you to maybe the only right thing I've ever led you to. What's your excuse? Because this is what I found out from this Ethiopian eunuch. Where you are going is not as important as what God is doing. This man decided where he was going, which was probably important, was not as important as what God was trying to do in his life. And today, just like that Ethiopian eunuch had, I'm believing that the Spirit has set up a divine interruption. Baptism is a divine interruption. It interrupts the cycles that have been going on in your life. And it's a marker. It's a defining moment. It is a moment where you can say everything changed when you went down and was buried with Christ. He said, yeah, that's the divine interruption. You know what the resurrection was? It was a divine interruption. And today, let's have a divine interruption. Verse 29, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. The reason I'm even saying divine interruption is because I want to tell you the story of how we even got to Flood Sunday. Before we started this entire series, I went to the executive team. Before the first sermon, I believe it was. And I said, y'all, the Holy Spirit has been stirring in me that thousands of people are going to get baptized during this series. See, the Spirit led Philip to this spot. And I believe the Spirit has led you to this spot. Because he was talking to me and the team about this moment. Before we put it out to anybody, and my faith might have been too low. Joe, I didn't have crazy faith. I said, what if 10 or 15,000 people get baptized on Flood Sunday? And y'all, as of right now, over 25,000 people have signed up. And I believe that you're not going to have an excuse after this. And we might see another 10, 15, 20,000 people. Everybody say, today is your day. And I just believe that God, by his Spirit, has made a divine interruption in the depression in your life. A divine interruption in the cycles of perversion in your life. A divine interruption. Oh, I feel the Spirit right now. A divine interruption in the insecurity and the low self-esteem. A divine interruption in looking to success to fulfill only the thing that God can fulfill. A divine interruption for every lie you've believed. Today, God says, we're starting over. Yeah. When you get baptized, the old has passed away. Yeah. And behold, everything becomes new. Can I show you where the Bible says that? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because it's about to change for you. Yeah. Ooh, I feel this thing. There are people right now, it changes. Somebody say, it changes. It changes. Ooh, it says, this means, thank you, Lord. Anyone who, oh God, I can't move past anyone. Because anyone means you were in jail last week. Anyone means you were in somebody's bed yesterday. Anyone means you lied to your spouse this morning. Anyone, come on, I just need to bring it all the way down. Anyone means that you committed the adultery. Anyone means that you did lie on your taxes. Anyone means that you have just thought God wasn't real. Everybody say anyone.
Anyone.
That means you. Yeah. anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and behold, voila, abracadabra, a new life has begun. You will be able to say after you get baptized today, when they try to label you by what you used to do, you can say these three simple words. It's different now. Somebody say it's different now. Yeah. I know that's what I used to do, but it's different now. See, something happened to me in that water, and it's different now. I used to talk different. I used to speak different. I used to act different, but it's different now. Woo, I feel that thing. Somebody shout, it's different now. You can go back to the husband or the wife that you handed divorce papers last week. And you can say, I want to try again. Well, what makes you want to try again? It's different now. I'm a new creation. I wouldn't ask for forgiveness back then, but today I've repented to him and he softened my heart. It's different now. You can go back to those children that you've written off because you said they're too disrespectful and they don't. You can go back and say, hey, I want to start again. Why should I trust you? It's different now. You can look at yourself in the mirror. And all of the pills and all of the drugs and all of the pain you caused yourself. You thought it was okay because it was just happening to you. Wow. And you can now tell yourself, I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to mistreat the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when the lie of the enemy comes to try to tell you, and there's no way you could stick to this, you can tell them it's different now. Today marks a day of change in your life. Or can I say it a different way? A day of transformation. Yeah. It's different now. This Ethiopian eunuch did not have an excuse. And neither do you. It's time for us to get baptized. It's different as soon as you get baptized. In just a moment, I'm going to go down here and I'm going to baptize some people and I'm going to release some of you who are, I know there are people at beaches right now gathered around the cell phone. Oh, y'all can't give it up for them. There are people at apartment complexes right now. I'm so proud of you. Transformation Nation, make some noise. Come on. The whole world just started worshiping. I said the whole world started worshiping. As we go into this moment, I want to offer you the first baptism. I want to offer you salvation. Yeah. And today, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, you've never made him Lord and Savior. In just a moment, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And this is not a prayer of defeat. This is not a prayer of death. This is not a prayer of regret. This is a prayer of new life. And today, all you have to do, according to Romans, is believe that Jesus lived and died just for you. And you are saved. And if you want to give your life to Christ, I'm telling you, it is the best decision I ever made. It did not make me a perfect man, but man, it has made me progress. And I'm telling you, whatever you walk through, you never have to walk through it alone. God will be right there with you. If you want to give Jesus Christ your life today, I want you on the count of three to lift your hands and say, Pastor, include me in this prayer. And I want you to know that everybody behind me have already made this decision. And there's thousands of people around that are going to make this decision. This year, over 30,000 people have made the decision for Jesus Christ. And this is the key. God's not just rejoicing over the ones who've already made the decision. Heaven stops over one person. And today, are you the one that heaven will rejoice for? One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, I am proud of you, but forget that. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and your eternity secure forever. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, three, raise your hand all over the world. Can we give God glory to God? The reason they're cheering is because heaven is turning up right now because of one person. You know, Transformation Nation, this is what we do every Sunday. We pray together for the benefit of those who come into Christ. So would you just pray this out loud with me? Say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I give you my life. I repent. I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give God? Oh, y'all can do better than that. Can we give God a shout of praise all over this world? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I just saw people's lives snatched out. I just saw people's families turned around. Thank you, Lord. What I want you to do is I want you to take saved to the number on the screen. And we're going to send you some information and give you some next steps, okay? But we got a next step you can take right now. Today, you can get baptized. Somebody say, be baptized. This is your call and there's no excuse. Yeah. Not I wasn't prepared. Not I don't know where no water is. No, 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 no. We make happen what we want to happen. And today, there are thousands of other people all over the world that are making the same decision. And if you want to be baptized spontaneously, that's what this Ethiopian eunuch did. He was baptized spontaneously. He was on his way somewhere and he was like, hold up, water, baptized, boop. Like he did a thing right there. It was spontaneous. Today, there are people that are watching that your heart has been beating and your spirit is like, you can do this. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Don't ignore the Spirit of God on the inside of you. If you want to be spontaneously baptized today, text right now, baptism, to the number on your screen. And I'm telling y'all, in 5 minutes, we're about to turn up. We're about to celebrate. We are about to, oh, y'all better help me. We're about to give God praise with you and celebrate with you as you come alive in Christ. Just want to let you know that we're not just here for the big moments. We want to walk with you every step of the way. After you do this, go find a church in your city, a life-giving one, that somebody can know your name. We want you to get in community. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this, but next week, we're opening up big groups at Transformation Church. And you're gonna be able to get in community with people from all over the world. If you're in San Francisco, you're gonna be able to meet with people. If you're in Texas, you're gonna be over online. If you're in different countries. Because if you enjoy Transformation Church, you only get to see a portion of what we do if you tune in on Sundays, but the real secret to what God is doing here is in community. And so next week, we want you to come back and sign up for all of the amazing small groups that will be happening. And then I just want to ask you to watch this whole series. Somebody say you need all three. Many of you just took the step and were baptized into salvation. In just a moment, you're going to get baptized in water. But there's one last baptism. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, this is the one that empowers you to live life. And next week, we got one more week of the upgrade, y'all. You do not want to miss next week. It's going to change everything. Okay? But go back before next week. This week as your assignment is go back. Everybody. Not just the people getting baptized. Everybody. Go back and watch message 1-5. And come ready next week as we see God give us His Holy Spirit without measure in the upgrade. Hey, can I just say one last thing? When you go to get baptized wherever you go, because some people are going to have to make a drive somewhere. Some people set a time. You're on a different time zone and you decided to meet up with people. Make no excuse. When you go, know that the Holy Spirit is there with you. That He, just like Jesus, our example. Y'all remember in Matthew when Jesus got baptized? He, if anybody could have walked this earth without being baptized, it was Jesus. But He told John, no, this must be done. No excuse. And I believe the Son of God was baptized to make sure all of us knew that we had no excuse. And when He was baptized, you can go read it. When He came up, it says the Holy Spirit, like a dove, descended on Him. And then the skies opened and the Father affirmed Him publicly and said, this is My Son. And I feel this is what's going to happen when you get baptized. Chains are going to fall off. Old ways are going to fall off. And He's going to say, this is My child in whom I am well pleased. And do you know that after the baptism of Jesus is when all the miracles that we read about happened? I believe that there is a miraculous season coming to your life after you take this step of faith. Can I pray for you real quick? Hands lifted all over the world. Hands lifted. Father, I thank You. Woo! For what You're about to do. And I thank You, Father God, that as we go into this moment, this spiritual moment, this life-changing moment, this miraculous moment of identifying with You in Your burial and in Your resurrection, I thank You, Father, that You would touch the hearts, the minds, and the lives of Your children. I don't know what they're going through and what they need, but You do. You're right there with them. And Father, I thank You for a Spirit-filled encounter with You right now, God. I thank You, Father, that the testimonies of healing, the testimony of depression falling off, the testimony of joy coming back to people's lives, Father, let them ring out from all over the world. And Father, for everything that You do in this time, we give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. And we give You all the praise. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, we agree.
We agree.
We expect.
We expect.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'm about to go and throw it in to the worship team who's in the living room. And we're going to worship God as we get baptized. It's Flood Sunday. Let's go.
Of God, wherever you are, get up on your feet. Hallelujah. Come on, sing.
Now Your mercy has saved my soul.
God, Your freedom is all that we know.
Now Your freedom is all I know.
Sing the old name new.
The old name new.
Jesus, when I met You.
Jesus, when I met You.
Can we just sing that one more time? Come on, say Your mercy.
And now Your mercy.
Raining, we not have no excuse. No excuse. We have friends and family gathered around, and we are about to get baptized today. I need something from everybody. This is people coming alive in Christ, and I don't care if you're in an apartment by yourself or you're with a group of people. We are the body of Christ. And when we see somebody making a step by faith, we cheer, we shout, we celebrate. So every time somebody goes down, you don't know what they're leaving under. Some people are leaving depression. Some people are leaving hurt. Some people are leaving divorce. But they're coming up a new creature. Woo! So today, I'm going to invite Amy into the water. Come on, today is a day of freedom for you, sister. Today, God is going to do a new work. Come on, tears are already flowing. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! I got my man Sean here. Come on, he's wearing an anchor around his neck right now. This is an anchoring move right here. And we believe that everything in your life is becoming new. Come on, put your hand up here. Today, Sean, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody give God some praise. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Tanya is coming.
I love you so much.
Now, Miss Tanya, yes. If you don't mind telling everybody, how young are you? She's 61 years old and she's looking good. At 61 years old, Tanya is deciding.
Yes.
She's deciding. I said she's deciding. That the old is going down and a new life has begun. Tanya, today.
Yes.
We baptize you in the name of the Father. I feel God, he's going to do something transformative in you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey! Hey! Y'all, I have two people here that are a couple. Jeff and Ariel are going to get baptized together. Y'all ready? Scott, you come right here. Now, I want you to know how important this is and how significant this is. I don't know what your marriage has gone through. I don't know what you've had to endure. But today, as you take this step together, I feel the presence of God. That God is making everything new. He has been faithful to get you to this spot. But the old is going under, and your marriage and your life is being renewed, even for your child. It's a brand new day. Put your hand on your nose. Today, we baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! Yo, we got a whole family. We got a whole family. We got a whole family, the Gordon family. Wow. 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 Y'all. Now, this is special. This is special. Gene, what God has done to get y'all here. The fact that we all here, Ryan, Courtney, Charles, Jerry, like, I'm emotional. I'm thanking God it's raining right now so the tears can't actually be seen. But I remember when Ryan started coming to SoFly and started believing God that our whole family would be saved. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But not just saved, but walking fully in what God had called him to be. A few years later, the family started tithing. A few years later, then they started serving. And now we're here today and the whole family. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So today,
hallelujah.
Gordon family. Come on, Mo, get over here. Today, y'all put your hands on your nose, okay? Today, we baptized the Gordon family. In the name of the Father, this is big, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Listen to me. I'm so proud of you, Courtney. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Glory to God! Listen to me. I don't care who you are and where you're at. God is doing something in this water. And all you gotta do is find some water. Everybody say some water. It doesn't matter where it is. This is the day where you are going to move from death to life. And you're gonna come alive in Christ. Somebody shout alive. Shout alive. One more time, alive. This is the moment. I want to tell you, I've never been prouder to be a pastor, because this is the moment that people are being transformed in Christ. So today, if you have a spot that you're going to get baptized, you see, there's no excuse. We out here. Everybody, we out here. We in the deep. There's no excuse. Find some water, a bathtub, a jacuzzi, go to a friend's house, go get in the lake. It doesn't matter. Get another disciple, call them and tell them, I want to be baptized, and let them watch this video. I'm about to officially dismiss everybody that is going to be baptized somewhere. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what people think around you. Do it loud. Do it big. Do it public. Let the world know. Let the world know. And whenever you go do it, we want to see it. I want you to videotape it. I want you to go Instagram live. I want you to tag Transformation Church, tag I Am Mike Todd, share it with all your friends. When you go public, you don't do it quietly. When you go public, you do it everywhere. And today, we want business partners and people that you do work with and that go to your kids' school and that you're in PTA with and that you hoop with. We want them to know that you are saved, you are taken, and you are baptized. So share it, tag us. And the next thing I want you to know is that it's not too late to get baptized. Somebody has watched this whole thing and you said like, oh man, the whole family, everybody, yep. It's your turn. And so there is no excuse. If you want to be baptized, I want you to text baptism to the number on the screen right now. And there are three videos that are going to come up. And you can literally watch those three videos. It will take you through salvation. It's me. I'm going to walk you through salvation. And then I'm going to walk you through being baptized. I'm even going to say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then somebody will be there and they'll dunk you. I'm going to pray with you. I want you to gather your family around. And I want you to do this as soon as you can. Some of you are watching this on rebroadcast and you're saying, can I do it now? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And so we want you to get baptized. And I want you to know that God is going to do something so powerful as you take this step of faith. Everybody say step of faith.
Step of faith.
It's honestly a step of crazy faith. And I believe God is going to do something. Let me pray for you and then dismiss you. And if you're going to stay with us as we baptize the rest of these people, we're just going to have a praise party for the rest of this time. And we're going to see and celebrate with everybody that's getting baptized. Hands lifted all over the world. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your instruction. And thank you for your son who provides a way for us to obey you. And today, as we get baptized, I thank you that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow us as we believe. I thank you that people will be watching from afar and the spirit in them will jump up and say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you for the spontaneous baptism, for the boldness. And Father, I thank you that your name will ring out all over the world today as we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, somebody give God a shout of praise. We love you. Go get baptized. Come on, we're going to baptize some more. Ladies and gentlemen, Amber's in the house. Come on, sis. It's a new day for you. They can go ahead and sing. I'm going to baptize them. Father, today we baptize Amber. It's a new life for you. Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come on, Jacob, let's go. New level. God's going to do a work in you. Father, today we baptize Jacob. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go!
Jesus.
Come on, Tiffany. You're here, new and afresh. And God said this is a fresh start for you. Today we baptize Tiffany in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Glory
to God! Come on, Taffy, you ready? This last year, God has done a work in you. And today, this is a sign of newness of who God created you to be. Mark this day. Because today you are being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come on, y'all, it's precious! So proud of you. God's gonna see, he heard you. He's gonna answer the prayer. Today's a new day, alright? Today we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Here.
I love you so much. Come on, Pastor Warren, I want you to do this with me. Come on. Come on, you hold your wife on this side. You baptize. Today, Francine, we're believing for your healing. Your healing. We're believing for healing. Today, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! Glory to God.
I love you.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You got the other one, Pastor Warren? Okay, come on. You ready to get baptized? Have you made Jesus your Lord? Are you ready to get baptized? Today we baptize you. Oh my goodness, you're fine, baby. You're okay. You're okay? We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
come on, Mia Bell.
I love you. You made Jesus your Lord. You know what you're doing today, huh? You're going public that Jesus is forever your Lord, right? All right, you ready to do it? All right, hold your nose. Today, Mia, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We're so proud of you, Pastor. So proud of you. God bless you, baby. Come on, Giselle. Come on, new life. Today, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God.
You ready, brother?
Today we baptize you, Chris. All things new in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Come on, we got a couple here, y'all.
Let's do it. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All things new.
Yes, sir.
All things new. Y'all hold hands right there. Today, I'm believing that even the generational stuff, even the stuff that you like, I don't want to be like that. God's saying everything new today. Today, we baptize you both in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir!
Come on, Dad. Today is a new start, a fresh start. This is the delineation. This is a new line. God's going to use you for his glory. Today, we pray and we baptize Micaiah in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir!
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go!
so excited. Y'all, a new day. This is a line. And God's saying a new life, a new vitalization, new healing has come today. Today we baptize you guys in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go! You ready, Gabby? You ready, Gabby? This is in line. God's drawing a line, and He's giving you a new start today. Come on. Even the self-doubt and the things that you've been thinking of yourself, it's a new day today. Come on. Let's do it. Today, we baptize you, Gabby, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, Aaron. So proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And God's saying a new day. You are coming alive like never before. So today, Father, we baptize Aaron. This is, I feel God's doing a brand new work in you. And today we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You ready? You ready? Let's go. You ready? Right. New day. Confidence. God's going to give you so much confidence after this. It's a fresh start for you. Today we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? This is my last one. Just the last one. Come on, we got our last one, Tammy. You ready, Tammy?
Ready.
Today we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! Glory to God! Hey, listen. Today we baptize 30 people. But will you imagine with me for 1 second that 1,000 times that is getting baptized today? Y'all didn't hear me. And it's still not too late. If you're still watching this, as families and couples and kids got baptized today, today, all God is asking you is, what's your excuse? He's already given so much for you. Let's go ahead and make it public. Transformation Church, I cannot think of anything better to do ever in life than to be your pastor and be your leader. Thank you for allowing me and this team to take you to the deep. We have decided in 2021 we will be anchors. And it just happened for over 20,000 people today. Tell everybody about what happened today. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, and lift up the name of Jesus. Until next Sunday, go out and live a transformed life.